First frame, cause and effect. This appears to be a rule of the way that the universe works, in that in the universe that we live in, the world that we live in, there are certain events, certain effects. And there is always an underlying root cause. There's always something that causes a particular event or causes a particular effect. You don't just get things happening without there being a cause for it. The important thing from our study of NLP, and also an important perspective if we're working around our own personal empowerment and also working with other people around their personal empowerment, is which side of the cause and effect equation do you live your life? Which side of the cause and effect equation do you have the most personal power, the most ability to be able to create what you want? Of course, it's on the cause side of the equation. Many people, though, live their lives on the effect side of the equation. In fact, one thing that you can guarantee is if somebody comes to see you, whether it be in therapy, whether it be in coaching, whether it be in business consulting, you already know that they're not at the cause side of the equation, they're at the effect side of the equation. If they're at the cause side of the equation, they would be getting the result that they want and they wouldn't come to see you. So you hear people talking about being at effect all the time. Examples like, we didn't achieve our sales targets because of the exchange rate between the pound and the dollar. I didn't achieve my goal of losing weight because being overweight is genetic. I didn't get the job that I wanted because I don't have a degree. All of those kind of statements are statements where the person's at effect. Where we have the most personal power is on the cause side of the equation. I don't know whether this is actually true or not, but what I find is that people begin to get more and more of what they want in their life if they act as if they're on the cause side of the equation for everything in their life. That either consciously or unconsciously, they actually create everything that happens to them. Now, that at first may seem like a fairly tough life to tread, if you like, being responsible for everything that's ever happened to you in your life. Here's the difference, though. Once you realize how you're creating something, even if you're creating something that you don't want, as soon as you realize how you're creating it and that you are creating it, then suddenly you have all the power to be able to change it and create it the way you want it. If you can create it the way you don't want it, then obviously you must be able to create it the way that you do want it. So one of the things that I'd like to start thinking about as we go through these CDs is how are you creating the things that happen to you in your life?